This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you have watched anything of MasterChef, any of those shows, you probably like looking at food, but making it is a whole nother picture. Jacob Leung is a young Sydney-based food stylist, food fanatic. He's worked with people like Aldi, Woolworths on some of their campaigns, which sounds all very fancy. But in his debut cookbook, the Jacob Food Cookbook, he's all about making cooking simple, wanting to get young people back into the kitchen and also make cooking for Christmas particularly easy as well. Jacob, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Laura, thanks for having me.
This is such a fun book. The pictures just make me jealous of your cooking ability. But you've actually called this the anti-cookbook. Why is that?
Anti-cookbook as in it's not your standardised cookbook. I think what I've struggled with over the past couple of years of buying cookbooks is I've never really felt like a personal connection with the author. It's just been like recipes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try and change that and, you know, let's just talk about the reality of food. Like, why haven't you cut your nails if you're going to be kneading dough? And just, you know, more the things that I like to hear when I'm cooking. So I just thought, yeah, you know, let's add some personality and a bit of sass and humour to the cookbook.
Having that personality does make all the difference. I read a line that you said to not be the person who just picks out the halloumi because people talk, you know.
And I know. Like, how annoying is that when you go to a like family function and everyone's just picking out the good bits of a salad?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, at least sit next to the person so you can steal it if they're going to pick it out. But Jacob, yeah, one of the big reasons, I guess some of that is in there too, is because as a 27-year-old writer yourself and writing to a younger generation wanting to get them back into the kitchen, it does make a difference. So why do you want young people to get back into the kitchen and stop doing all of the takeout that we can be tempted to?
What we found is, like, we did some research and we found that Sydney siders are spending, like, over $2,000 a year just on takeout, not, like, dining out. So that's a lot of money for a millennial. And so what we've decided is, like, we need to upskill because everybody loves to watch MasterChef. And everyone gets really inspired by all these fancy recipes and great TV. But when it comes to practically cooking, people much rather get pad thai or like in takeout. So we'll kind of like, let's create a book that's simple, easy. So the whole book is designed that you can go to your local grocery store to pick up all the ingredients and really equip you and give you the confidence back in the kitchen to entertain, essentially.
And actually know how to boil an egg and cut a potato,
yes,
and all of those important things. It sounds like we like to look at beautiful things but not take the effort to actually make them ourselves, which you do simplify in the book as well. And part of the conversation of the Jacob Food Cookbook is the connection between food and experiences and community. What does that connection mean for you?
Food is pretty much the only... It's an international language, really. And so it's one thing that we have in common across the globe is that we just love, everyone just comes around a table to eat or to prepare food. And so for me, it's like food, it's not about the food, it's about the community. And I'm a massive extrovert. I don't know about you, Laura, but I love having people over. I love to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And so food is the one commonality that brings people together.
And you do learn a lot about a culture through the food that they make, which is quite a special experience. And of course, coming into Christmas, there's going to be many people still deciding what they actually want to cook. What are your favourite dishes for Christmas time?
Okay, I can't go past like baked salmon and also glazed ham. Each year I have to do glazed ham. And actually, there's a whole chapter in the book dedicated to Christmas, so it's just in time.
What do you have for sweets?
I don't know if you've heard of a bomb Alaska, but it is
that's one
amazing.
With the fire, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty much like sorbet ice cream and then a layer of cake and then covered in meringue and then torched. And then you can light it with brandy or rum or something like that at the end. So it's quite a showstopper. It's a bit old school, but I've got a version in the book that's really simple and easy.
It sounds also very delicious, Jacob, and you do make it very simple and easy. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.